Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Leo Weston here. And welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. You know that feeling when you wake up and your brain feels like it's running on dial-up internet? Yeah, we've all been there. I mean, who hasn't hit the snooze button a dozen times, desperately wishing they could just click refresh on their exhausted minds? But guess what? You don't need to be a sleep scientist or a Zen master to improve your slumber game. We're diving into 10 simple tweaks you can make tonight that'll have you waking up feeling like $1 million. Literally. First things first. Let's talk light exposure. Ever notice how sunlight naturally wakes you up? That's because it signals to your body that it's time to be alert and active. So, try getting some sunshine in the morning. Even just a few minutes can make a difference. Conversely, dimming the lights in the evening tells your body it's time to wind down. Think about it like this. You wouldn't blast music at full volume right before bed, would you? Treat your eyes with the same respect. Next up, ditch the screens an hour or two before bedtime. Those blue light emissions from your phone and laptop can seriously mess with your sleep cycle. It's like trying to relax with a disco party going on in your head. Instead, grab a good book, take a warm bath, or even just listen to some calming music. Think lavender fields, not flashing LEDs. Speaking of warm baths, let's talk about hydration. Staying hydrated throughout the day is crucial for good sleep, but don't overdo it right before bed. Think of your bladder like a leaky faucet. You wouldn't want to be up all night chasing after drips. Now for the caffeine lovers out there. I get it. That morning cup of joe is basically your lifeblood. But try to cut off your caffeine intake at least 6 hours before bedtime. Remember, those jitters can keep you awake way longer than you think. You'll be thanking me when you wake up feeling refreshed, not like a squirrel on amphetamines. Okay, here's a big one. Create a consistent sleep schedule. Go to bed and wake up around the same time every day, even on weekends. Think of it as training your body to become a well-oiled sleep machine. You know, the kind that runs smoothly and efficiently all night long. Exercise is amazing for sleep quality, but don't try hitting the gym right before bed. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise earlier in the day. That way, your body has time to cool down and relax before bedtime. It's like a power nap for your muscles, followed by sweet dreams. Ever heard the saying, a place for everything, and everything in its place? That applies to your bedroom, too. Make sure your sleep environment is clean, dark, and cool. Think of it as creating your own personal sleep sanctuary, a haven for relaxation and rejuvenation. Speaking of relaxation, try incorporating some calming rituals into your bedtime routine. This could be anything from reading a book, to listening to soothing music, to practicing gentle stretches. The key is to signal to your body that it's time to wind down and prepare for sleep. Stow! And last but not least, don't underestimate the power of a good night light. Our bodies crave darkness for proper melatonin production, the hormone that regulates our sleep-wake cycle. So, ditch those bright overhead lights and opt for a soft, dim lamp instead. It's like giving your brain a gentle nudge towards dreamland. All right, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who works late nights at the office, constantly staring at screens, and then jumps into bed scrolling through social media before falling asleep. Sound familiar? Her sleep is chaotic, and she wakes up feeling drained every morning. But by implementing some of these tips, dimming the lights, ditching the screens, and creating a relaxing bedtime routine, Sarah finds herself sleeping soundly and waking up energized. Now, remember, folks, improving your sleep quality isn't about overnight miracles. It's about making gradual changes that add up over time. Start with one or two of these tips and see how they impact your sleep. You might be surprised at the difference. So, what are you waiting for? Get out there, implement these strategies, and let those Z's come flowing in. Until next time, keep those brain fogs at bay, and remember, a good night's sleep is your superpower.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.